Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to ICE Ministries, an inspirational Christian encouragement ministry. You can hear us on www.blogtalkradio.com. Deacon Roy and Evangelist Christine Talley, praise God. You can call us at, while broadcasting, 1-646-716-9519. The number to begin calling us at will be 1, and it's a free call, 1-646-716-9519. We just want to welcome all of the internet listeners. We want to welcome telephone listeners. We want to welcome everybody who's listening to ICE Ministries broadcast. We just want to welcome you because God is ahead of all of our lives, and we need to put God more in our lives. Praise God. Open up your hearts and minds. Praise God. We don't know what is coming upon us, but what we got to do is pray, and be ready. Be ready for whatever happens. Praise God. We just need to let God lead us. Just keep the world in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep the councilmen in prayer. Keep all the people of God in prayer. Deacon.
Yeah. Bless our president to make the right decisions
for our country. Bless, Lord. Bless, Lord. We know we're living in a sick nation. But, Lord, fix our nation. Heal our nation. Hallelujah. We know we got to go through, Lord, because the Bible is fulfilling.
Yes,
but, Lord, hallelujah, bless our souls, Lord. Bless our souls, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Bless us to be the ones that you're calling for in these last and evil days. Bless us, Lord.
Bless us, Lord.
Bless us, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless us, Lord.
Lord, we're living in perilous times.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, but you said you'd take care of us.
You said you'd take care of us, Lord. Hallelujah.
We believe.
And we have faith and trust in you, God.
We have faith in you,
yes,
God.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
We believe you're going to do just what you
said. You're
going to
do just what you said. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Bless the USA. Bless the USA. Hallelujah.
When it's raining, trust the Lord in today. Now, I want you to help me rock tonight. Get them shoulders moving.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Look real hard.
Hallelujah.
You can see the sunshine.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You were not born into a life of just good times.
All right.
Thank the Lord above.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't let trouble carry you so much.
Listen.
Do you feel like you wanna die?
Come on now. So true.
Your problems worry you so much. Do you wanna just sit somewhere and cry?
All right.
But no.
Nigga, we've been there. Hallelujah. Yes, yes.
Smile.
Smile. All right. Hallelujah. We've been there, Deacon. Hallelujah. But what we can do is thank God for glory.
Smile.
Yes.
Until
you get your peace back.
Yes.
Pray
your way out of your trouble.
You praise your way out of it. Hallelujah. And pray. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
I gotta let it go, but I sure feel good.
Come on, Deacon. Amen. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Because when we're in trouble, yes. Yes. No need of crying. When all your problems are coming up, no need of crying. Hallelujah. Just turn it over to the Lord, and He'll work it out for you.
And smile.
Let the devil know you're an overcomer with smiling. And let the devil know, hey, I'm going to make it because I'm trying. I'm going to make it. Go ahead, Deacon. Hallelujah. Deacon Telly.
I'm just going to say a little testimony.
Come on now.
When I'm at work sometimes, people see I smile all the time.
Yeah, all right.
Sometimes they ask me, I don't know how you gave it to stay so cheerful with all that you're going through.
Right.
Well, I say it's just the grace of, just the goodness of the Lord.
Yes. All right. Praise God. Ain't nothing but God. When He leads you and you follow Him,
I could be walking around all sad.
Yes.
And looking down, but no, God got this thing in command.
God got your back. He got your front. He got your side. He got up. You got you on the top of your head, above your head, and below your feet. God got you all the way around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's covering you. Praise God. Deacon, I know it. The Lord is here, but I know you got to go into the scripture. Praise God. Before we forget what we're here to do. Praise God. What a mighty God, Deacon. We serve. What a mighty God we serve. But if it had not been for Jesus on our side, we don't know where we would be today. But I thank God.
Thank God.
I thank God that He chose us to be runners for Christ.
Yes.
Deacon, hallelujah. If you're ready,
I am
you can
ready.
Tell us where you're coming from. Hallelujah.
We're going to read the 122 Psalms. 122. Psalms 122.
And you know what, Deacon? And that's all written by David and several others. Praise God. Wrote the book of Psalms, Deacon. Praise God. But you know what? I'm thinking, hallelujah. Peace for Jerusalem, Deacon. This is peace for Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Peace for Jerusalem.
Yes, Deacon. Go ahead and read, Deacon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, we need peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Deacon.
We need peace for the United States.
Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Come on now.
Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together.
All right.
whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord.
Yes.
For there are set theories of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace is within thy walls, prosperity is within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good.
Amen. Deacon, what a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. I was glad
when they said unto me.
He didn't say, let the devil, or he said, let us
go into the house.
Yes.
Of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Yeah, the Bible says we should assemble ourselves in the house of God.
Come on now.
You know, you're going to have people that say, yeah, I don't have to go to church. I can get
do this thing all by myself.
You know, at home.
Uh-huh.
But the Bible says assemble
yourself. Yes, yes.
In the house of God.
In the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. You know, Deacon, I'm just thinking, hallelujah. You know what, I'm just going to speak for myself.
All right.
I'm always glad when I assemble myself in the house of the Lord. I don't take anything in there with me that I can't get rid of, because if I got troubles, I'm laying them on the altar.
Uh-huh.
If I got thoughts, I'm laying them on the altar. Because, Deacon, when I come out of that church, I want to be a new person. I want to have something new that's already developing within me to carry out there to be able to overcome with victory.
Uh-huh.
You know, victory is ours, says the Lord.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
When we get on our knees and put our burdens on the altar, Deacon, we should feel peace and at ease. Leave it there. Don't pick that trash back up and put it on your back, weighing you down. You went to church, you say, oh, I want to leave this trash here on the altar. Leave it on the altar. All you got to do is tell God about it. You ain't got to tell everybody you see about what problems you're having. Take it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord and leave it there. And God will answer your prayers. Praise God. If you need guidance, he may send somebody there to guide you. If you need financial help, he might send somebody there to help you with financial help, to your home, to your job, or even just in the grocery store, Deacon. God can fix it whenever he want to fix it.
Oh, yes.
We can't fix it because we are not a God. We cannot fix that. Only God can fix it. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I want to go ahead and read it out of chapter 121.
Okay, go ahead.
Psalms, it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill.
Yes.
From which cometh my help.
Yes.
My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
Yes.
He will not suffer thy foot to be moved.
Yes.
He that keepeth thee will not slumber.
Yes.
Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is thy keeper.
All
the
right.
Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand.
Yes.
The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night.
All right.
The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil.
All right.
He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thee thy going out.
Yes.
And thy coming in.
Yes, yes.
From this time forth and even forevermore.
Yes.
The Lord told us just then he going to take care of us. I don't care who's in the White House.
Right. All right. Come on now, Deacon. He don't care who.
He don't care who's in Syria.
Yes.
Who's trying to, who's in, wherever.
Yeah. He's going to take care of us.
He's going to take care of his
children. We just got to believe.
We got to believe.
Have faith and trust in God. That's what we have to do. Believe, have faith, and trust in God. Praise God. Go ahead, Deacon.
Amen. These two chapters,
I think,
go hand in hand, you know, giving us assurance.
Yeah, because he preserves us from all evil. Yeah. We may not realize it at the time when we're in trouble.
Yeah.
We don't realize that God got us covered.
Uh-huh.
God got you covered.
Yes,
you just
got
to believe and trust in him. He got you covered. I don't care if you beat down with words, somebody done talked about you. Somebody done posted your name up out of nowhere saying different things about you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is hating you, but we can't hate back, Deacon.
Uh-huh.
The Bible says to love your enemies, praise God.
A lot of people hate you because you're blessed.
Yes, yes, that's what it is.
You know, they hate the fact that you're blessed.
Yes, because God blesses the children, his children, all of his children. He blesses all of his children. And we have to just thank God for his grace and mercy. Hallelujah.
Grace and mercy.
For grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For his mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, there's something about the name of Jesus
something about
that makes
name.
Me feel so good inside.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. There's something about
something
the name
about
of
that
Jesus.
Name, Jesus.
That make me want to run out, hallelujah, anyhow.
Uh-huh.
But whatever it is, Deacon, that's a song. But whatever it is,
uh-huh.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Whatever it is.
I got to slow up, Deacon.
Yeah,
I got to slow up.
Ahead.
I got to slow
go
up,
ahead.
Praise
go
God.
Ahead.
Because you know what,
praise
God,
praise
hallelujah,
praise.
He's a mighty good leader.
Go
he's
ahead.
A mighty good doctor. He's a mighty good healer.
Yes,
hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
You know, when I get in trouble, hallelujah. When I feel like I don't have a friend in the world,
uh-huh.
hallelujah. And when I'm sick, body aching, pain everywhere.
Seems like you can't get well.
Thank you. I call on Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And I meditate, Deacon. You always say, well, what you doing over there? Deacon, you just don't know. I said, Deacon, just let me meditate a little bit. But see, I'm talking to Jesus, letting the Lord know all about my trouble. Even though he know, I just want to lay it out so he'll understand, hallelujah. And I know he already know. But sometimes he let us go through so we can help somebody else. Sometimes he let us go through to teach us a lesson, Deacon. So some of us think we know it all, Deacon. Hallelujah. But God is, hallelujah. He is, hallelujah, a mighty good doctor. He is a mighty good leader. He is our superior. God can do anything but fail. Deacon, I thank God for coming into my life, filling me with his precious Holy Ghost and that with fire. Hallelujah. But it's something about having Jesus down on the inside of you. That spirit, Deacon. That Holy Ghost spirit, Deacon. Hallelujah. All you have to do is ask God to forgive you. Hallelujah. For in Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth
mm-hmm.
the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
Simple, Deacon.
Yeah.
Easy, Deacon. But we don't take it like that. But if we read our Bibles for ourselves.
We're going to let you hear just a little
God.
Bit of this. Yeah.
Amen.
Something about that name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Because I got to step away from this microphone a little bit. All right, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We're living in a day and time.
Y'all just meditate on this song. Hallelujah. It's popular. Let me turn that around again.
We're living in a day and time where everybody's saying the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew,
all right now,
will have to get down on their knees.
Yes, yes.
And have to confess that at the name of Jesus,
yes,
every knee shall bow.
Every knee. Every knee.
Every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here that there's something about the name.
Something else. Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name. Yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
Love the name. Is the sweetest name, yeah.
Is the sweetest name.
Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say.
All right, Ken Franklin.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
The power that it feels
when you call his name.
Hallelujah.
When I call your name.
my wife were up to midnight with our 3-year-old. Had to take him to emergency room because he had walking pneumonia. And see, you know, you take health for granted until it's your health.
Amen. Something about that name, Jesus. I'm looking at a thing. It says Bible emergency numbers. It says when you're in sorrow. It says read John 14. And you go to John 14. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions."
All right, come on, Auntie.
If it were not so,
yes, yes,
I would have told you.
Yes, yes.
I go and prepare a place for you.
Yes, yes.
And if I go and prepare a place for you,
yes,
I will come again.
Yes.
And receive you.
Yes.
Unto myself.
Yes.
That wherever I am, that you may be also.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. What a mighty God, Deacon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good.
Amen.
He's good to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It says when you want courage for a task.
Yes. Come on, Deacon.
Like you need to take the star exam.
Yeah. Come on. Come on now. Come on. Our children. Yes.
Amen. It says read Joshua.
Yes. Yes. And when we're going through a test, Deacon. When we're going through a test.
Joshua chapter 1.
Yes. Yes. Come on now. Deacon, what about when we grow bitter and critical? We go to 1 Corinthians 13 chapter. Hallelujah. You know, some of us get like that sometimes. Some of us get lonely and fearful. All we got to do is read Psalms 23. The Bible is like an ingredients for a recipe. The Bible has all of the ups and downs. The Bible it tells you how to live, Deacon. The Bible is a recipe for living. Our Bible is a recipe for living, praise God.
So if you're discouraged about your work.
Yes, yes.
Go read Psalms 126.
All right.
Let me just flip over there and see what Psalms 126.
Come on now, Deacon.
Has to say to the people.
Come on.
Psalms 126.
Yes.
They that trust in the Lord.
Come on.
Shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abided forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about the people from henceforth, even forevermore. Amen. Giving you strength on your job. Amen.
Come on now.
Yeah, there's something in this Bible for any kind of situation you get
sickness,
yourself into.
Death, even death, Deacon. Everything, truthfulness, bringing forth fruit to the church.
Yes.
Everything is in here.
Any kind of situation.
Any kind of situation is in here. How to deal with difficult people, Deacon. How to deal with people that say that they like you and really don't. Despiteful people, Deacon. Tells you how to handle your neighbors, Deacon. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Tells you how to handle your family. Teaches us how to bring our children up in the way according to the Bible, Deacon.
Uh-huh.
Praise God.
Yes.
All we have to do is read. R-E-A-D.
Yeah.
Read for ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah,
because you can't
read,
make it without reading, Deacon.
You got to read this thing.
You got to read it, praise God. You got to read it. Hallelujah.
Do we have any announcements today, dear?
Deacon, yes, we do. We have. I think I gave you the announcement sheet, Deacon. But look over there good, Deacon. Look good, look good. I wrote on the back of a piece of paper, Deacon. We started out with Hallelujah.
Yeah, I can't find it right now, but
you can't
okay.
find it. Praise
but
God.
I just want to announce it yesterday. I think
come on now.
My brother.
Come on now.
Had a birthday.
Wait a minute.
Bobby.
Give him his name.
Bobby Talley.
Bobby Talley.
He had a birthday yesterday.
Yes, he did.
I mean, we thank God that he had another birthday.
Yes, Lord. And then my mother's birthday. My mother's birthday, praise God, was today, praise
yeah.
God. And if she was still living,
this old man
hallelujah.
Would be, what, 93 years old,
if she was still here, praise God.
Great woman of God.
Great so woman, a mother in the church, praise God. A mother, sister Ola Mae Richardson, praise
Amen.
God. You know, also, Deacon, we head on now to pray for the sick and the bereaved families everywhere.
Remember to pray on your fast days.
Uh-huh.
Whatever days you choose to fast.
And pray for all our children.
The children, everybody.
All the adults, praise God. Just pray for everybody in this nation, in the United States of America,
yeah.
praise God.
Easter is coming up April 16th this year. Sunday, April 16th. So find yourself in somebody's church on April 16th.
Even before April the 16th, Deacon, they can go anytime.
Yeah.
Find some time to put God in your life.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And then also, Deacon, we got the emergency numbers. Only call 911 during emergency. Emergency housing, praise God, to call 211. And for Blog Talk Radio, call 1-646-716-9519 when we're broadcasting. Deacon, what is our number, praise God, for ICE Ministries? Praise God.
ICE Ministries number is 214.
All right.
632.
Come on now.
8069.
Yes.
8 3 2.
No,
I'm
6-3-2.
Sorry,
214-632. Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting confused.
That's all right.
632-8069.
That's all right. Do it again, thinking that didn't come out right. Do it again. Do it again, sir.
Yeah, the devil trying to not give you that number, but
all
I'm
right.
going to give it to you anyhow.
Yes.
214-632-8069.
All right. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. We can correct one another.
Yeah.
You know, we can correct one another. Deacon, we're running out of time. You might need to go on with the benediction.
Yeah.
Praise
God. We've enjoyed being with y'all tonight.
Now, remember to call ICE Ministries at 214-632-8069. Go ahead, Deacon. Tell them what they can call us for prayer.
You can call for prayer, for announcements, anything. Call and just say you're doing a good job, say you're doing a lousy job, whatever you want to call. We welcome all calls.
Yeah, and invitations to different things. Call us up. We'll try to be there, praise God. Take a benediction,
Lord,
please.
Lord, guide us and direct us as we lead the airways.
Yes.
But not from your presence, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, protect us throughout the week. Give us traveling grace as we go up and down the dangerous highways and byways.
Yes, yes.
And Lord, until we meet again at the appointed time and place, Lord, you go with us, Lord.
Yes.
And meet us again here at the appointed time.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Deacon, we need to let them know that we went to the nursing home Saturday and how the people in last Saturday.
That was that?
Yeah,
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. And how they enjoyed the service.
Yeah.
We did a wonderful job for Christ Jesus and for the people, praise God, for our elderly. Y'all, so many elderly that are in the nursing home that family members cannot come and see them on a regular basis. They come see them, but not on a regular basis. We need to pack up, get things together, and let them know how much we love them, praise God. And, you know, we got y'all can listen to ICE Ministries on Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk. Look up ICE Ministries with Deacon Roy and Evangelist Christine Talley. And we look forward to seeing y'all again. But what we want y'all to do, help somebody. Help somebody. Praise God. Go ahead, Deacon, play your music.
All right. We're going to leave this with you.
And